Coder, I'm joined by Duel.
Thanks for having me. Oh, somebody just showed up.
What's up? Is that better?
Let's hear it. Hold on. Testing. Yes, much better. We started recording, by the way.
Yes, we have.
Now, I mean, like, dead nuts. You, like, he started the record button and you hopped on.
No editing, by the way.
All right. I agree. This is Code Monkey for everybody. What's up, Code Monkey?
Hello, everyone. How are we doing?
Pretty good. I bet Hope was fun for you guys. That had to be
Hope.
Fun.
Kicked ass. Code Monkey is elite in his boxers.
That's...
had to,
Reason than they needed to know.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what alternative media is about. More information than you ever wanted or cared to know. echo, but it's not as bad.
Yeah, it, as long as we keep talking, we'll be okay.
Okay.
Is
it picking up?
A little, but we're all right. Actually, though, I'm going to... That's right, I have no show notes. You know, I think we need more alternative media. And actually, Duel, you inspired me to the show, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, after RFA went off, I was thinking even when RFA was still in towards 96 and 97, and I was thinking, well, you know, as good as Duel is, I still want to do something to say I did something. So even, I just was kind of keeping that in the back of my head, and when RFA went off, it just keep on progressing, and I kind of got my shit together slowly, and threw it out at the end of May. So
you should be very proud of yourself. You know, not many people, you know, would go that far. That's thank you for saying that I inspired you, and thank you for making another show.
You did, and I'm doing it for the hell of it, just to do a show. I'm not doing it for any profit or to get my word out or anything, get my name out. I'm just doing it for the hell of it. And to spread alternative media. But I don't really have any real gain in doing this show.
Hopefully it's fun for you.
It is. I haven't got too many outtakes, but first tip, don't record on analog tape. It sucks ass.
I bet.
Yeah, listen to the past episodes and you'll see what I mean. Currently I'm recording into my, sound card. It doesn't pick it up too well, so I just have to amplify it by about 300%, but it turns out a lot better than it was on tape.
Good.
Now, the episode of RFA that was done on analog tape, wasn't there?
No, there wasn't. There were some parts, though, that were recorded on analog. You know, everybody, don't get rid of your analog stuff. It's very, very useful.
Hell yeah. Oh! Ooh! You guys are going to find this really funny. I called Verizon up, as I'm prone to do, at the end of June. And, you know, I was navigating through their systems. I wanted to ask the operator a couple questions. And, you know, I get the usual thank you for calling Verizon, blah, blah, blah. Press 0 to get through the system real quick. They say, oh, just so you know, due to severe weather in your area, we're experiencing heavy call volumes. But a customer service representative will be with you as soon as possible. I look outside and it's sunny. Clear blue sky, not a cloud in the sky. I take a look at the local radar, nothing for 500 miles. And I'm not off the birding either.
It's a big local area.
Yeah. About the whole entire nation, if you ask me. Yeah, I'll throw that into the outro, just so you guys can hear it. I think I'll throw that into the outro. You know, as much as Duel, I know you can contest this, Walmart sucks. It honestly sucks. And, Sam's Club, they're a smaller branch. And I bought a mini disc, recorder. It was the wrong model, but I bought it first impulse, $70. It's pretty steep for me. And, you know, I get it home and it doesn't work. So I figured, well, I can take it back. Throw the receipt in my wallet. A couple days later at work, I work for a local farmer, by the way. They have a little pond out in the backyard. I decided to take a swim, and I had my wallet in my back pocket. The receipt became a blank piece of paper. So I go to my local Sam's Club, and I ask for a return. She says, I'm sorry, sir, but we can't give you the return because you don't have a receipt. I said, well, can't you put it on some sort of store credit card? And she said, well, no, sir, because it's not company policy. She gave me some bullshit. I didn't really pay much attention to it. But the thing that pissed me off, not because of the fact that she wouldn't return it, is that real snotty, you're incompetent in the least in technical stuff, as if you wouldn't even know how to turn on the damn computer attitude. As if she knew everything, and that just pissed me off. And I walked over to the local payphone, payphones, right there in the store. And I got the numbers, and I'm giving them to you. They're both error messages. useful for Radio Shack, you know. You know, and you've got those Radio Shack people wanting your name, address, and social security
right.
number. Numbers are, they're both in the 269 area code, by the way. 979.
These are pay phones at Sam's Club.
Yes. And they both have error messages. They change, but they're a variation of all streets are busy or being checked for. Again, they're in the 269 area code. They're 979-9061 and 979-9017. I'm not sure which one is left or right. But
bad.
Yeah, you can throw those up on. Are you by the way, are you accepting payphones, Sam's Club payphones for PWF Duel?
You know, that's a great, great question. I'm gonna, you're the first person to bring that up, and that's off the top of my head, I'm gonna have to say no, just so we can keep it Walmart centric. It would probably be wise, and it'd probably be beneficial to put up Sam's Club payphone numbers. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll put another section up. It's just Walmarts are so...
extensive.
What's that?
Extensive.
Yeah, they're everywhere, you know. They're so pervasive, and there's, you know, 3 to 5 payphones per store, you know.
7 in mine.
7?
7.
7.
Damn.
That's a lot of payphones.
Hell yeah, dude. They better have a TTY. There's a TTY.
There's a TTY in the layaway.
Right, yeah, there's 4 more.
2 by the bottle returns on each side. They've got 2 bottle returns. That's 4. Then they've, got 2 at the customer service desk, and then they've got 1 layaway, and that's a TTY.
Very nice. Have you ever used that TTY?
No, I haven't. I've yet to wander up there and mess around with that.
They're a lot of fun.
Actually, though, I kind of thought I'd done something wrong at the customer service desk. You know, they've got every security camera in the country homing in on that customer service desk. And picked up the phone. And I opted it. But I didn't wait for the AT&T prompt. I just did 1010-288, followed by 1-800-555-1140. Figured it'd go through, not knowing the ANAC was dead. This was the day it went dead. And instead of, you know, it going through, and it kind of rang... And I don't even think it even rang. It kind of gave me a weird tone, a real, really low audible tone, and then it didn't do anything for like 3 or 4 minutes, so I just hung up and walked away. 30 seconds later, it just starts ringing and ringing and ringing, and I thought, oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah. And, of course, by that time, I'm way over at the gift, gift registry desk.
Right.
So I found that kind of weird, and then I go over to the co-cop, by the local donut place, please. And dial up the 1140 ANAC just normally and find out it's dead. So I don't know what everybody's going to do for their ANI2 information.
Right, the I digits. Nobody's found one yet. I know people are looking. Of course, MCI is still working. All those MCI numbers, there's multiple.
Yeah. I got a new one. 800-506-9951. It's the same as the 4444-3333. It's one of those.
And it's an MCI number.
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
Actually, I kind of called it up on accident because it's very similar to the phone card I'm using for the show. And I missed out a number and stumbled upon that on accident.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Love those. There's actually an MCI. It's a customer service number that goes to Phoenix Call Center. And you can hit 2, and then it'll send you to the regular customer, you know, the 74 number, and of course, since you're optiverting, you get their number from it. It's pretty cool. I forgot the number. I don't know. Well, maybe I have it. You know what? Maybe I do. I love finding stuff on accident. You know, by
It
just makes my day. You mess around with phones much, Code Monkey?
Not much, actually. I'm actually looking for a recording right now that I have.
Are you really? Right on.
I'm trying to call a number we used to use a while back, the DDP comp, the 508 number.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's still active.
508 into the country code. And I got St. Paris. And I got a recording, and I'm trying to find it. I recorded it. I'm trying to find it right now.
I want that. Here, let's call. If you don't mind, you mind if I three-way a number in?
Be my guest.
All right, cool. Hold on 1 second here.
The first ever phone calls on Hacknip, courtesy of Duel. Yay.
Easy Reach 800. To complete your call, please enter or speak each...
Who is that? Was that me? No.
I don't know. I'm grabbing something real quick.
It had to have been you.
Yeah, it was you.
It was... No, are you sure? I don't know. Hold on. This is 8... here it is. 644-6397. Here, let me try one more time. I'm a noob.
Duel's a noob. Hey, Duel.
You have reached MCI's Media Relations Department. If you're a reporter, press 1 now. For billing questions and customer service, press 2. For questions about stocks and bonds, or for investor relations, press 3. For all other inquiries, press 4.
Might be more fun pressing 1. We'll press 2.
Thank you for calling MCI. Our system indicates you're calling from 918-590-0544. If this is the number you're calling about, press 1.
Okay, so they give a 918 number. Let's look up this 918.
Are you sure? I thought I heard 518.
518?
I thought I heard 518.
Well, let's check them both out. Maybe 918. I don't know.
I don't have my book on me. I can look it up real quick.
Well, I got Bell's mind right in front of me. So 918-590 is Oklahoma. Now let's look at 518. That's New York, Verizon, New York.
Actually, I took the time to write all the area codes in the U.S. in my freak notebook.
Whoa, damn.
It took up 15 or so 3x5 pages, but it comes in real handy.
Oh, I bet. That's actually a really good idea.
And all of the country codes.
Oh, cool.
International.
Pretty. Let's check. Boy, Oklahoma. Brooks Fiber Communications. Yeah, I doubt it's them. You're probably right. I bet it's the 518. Let's call that one.
I wish I could find my notebook, though. Be right back. We're still recording.
Troy, New York, actually.
I'm sorry, oh. The number you have reached, area code 518-59.
Okay, we get the idea.
Had a refill on water. I'm thirsty tonight.
Do you get hungry after a show? After I do a show,
yes, I'm very hungry.
Land and I would be starving. We would just grub, fully grub after a show. So I think if you dial this, let's see, 800.
Sure hope my parents don't wake up. Oh, well. If they do, I'm sure they'll give me a break. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I think so. So you were going to talk about, I want to hear about the prox cards. That's freaking, well, I'm really interested in this, and I don't know if you're planning to release that now. Hopefully I didn't let something out of the bag.
I can talk about it. I'll just, refrain a little.
Okay.
As I was telling Duel a little bit earlier, my grandmother, who I live with, I won't go into too much detail about that, she works for a, countywide bus company, and Duel, you don't know that till now. And for some employment reasons, they've been having some problems with somebody's husband coming along and creating a whole bunch of ruckus. They decided to put this so-called state-of-the-art security system in. And it's a prox card. It's a card. It's a RFID-type thing. It's built right into the wall, and it detects the radio frequency and decides whether or not to let you in the door or not. Now, the latches on those, they're custom latches. The door itself remains locked, but the latches are built with two little spring-loaded caps, if you will, metal caps. They're probably bolts of some kind, at the top and bottom. And when, let's say, you're dual parallel, gaining access to BinRev, high security, Computer Systems Inc. You know, he'd put the card right near the whatever it is, the reader, and it'd let him in, show a little green LED, and the tabs would come down. I think they magnetically retract, and you'd pull the door open. You'd go in and do whatever. But the thing I've noticed, after doing a little bit of experimentation, I'm not going to reveal the method, but they can be fooled pretty easily. Now, I'm not sure if it's just that specific one I've got to yet encounter anymore. I've got to do a little bit more experimentation, but...
I cannot wait till you figure this out. And here's the... I got a question right now, and I'm not going to go into your method, because you didn't tell me the method.
Sure.
Does your method... Is it defeating the latches, or is it frying the reader and then popping the latches? That's what I'm curious about.
I'm not sure. I'd almost think it's frying the reader, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's defeating the latches.
Yeah, because you can use that method for, like, balanced magnetic switches.
Yeah.
Simple ones. So there's, you know, so. Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be very cool. Very cool. Don't get in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's going to be pretty
funny. Yeah,
that...
Well, definitely would frown upon
it's
that.
It's going to be pretty... I'm going to laugh my ass off if a $15,000 system is defeated by a 15-year-old teenager.
Alrighty. Hey, did you find that recording?
No, I didn't. I'm actually going to re-record it, so let me drop off and call back.
Alright.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Duel.
Yes.
Remember, do you recognize this sound? At all?
That sounds like a pulse dial telephone.
It's a rotary. It's the rotary thing off a pulse dial telephone. Yes, it is.
Very nice. Very nice. Aren't those great?
Yes, they are. They come in so handy.
Yeah, they're fun. Hold on. Hold on a second.
I can hook mine up to the line, but I don't want it because it probably
disappears. Sorry about that. I've got two here. I might have actually discussed them on RFA. I've got one, and it's from, was there a date? I don't know. It's black. It's metal. And it's got 1 through 10. 1 through 10 and A on it.
A.
It has 1 through 10 and A. Not, you know. And then the other is your standard. But it actually has... It's the same number. It's got a blank. And then it's just letters. Well, I guess there are numbers. You can barely see them. Again, one... Well, this is normal. 1 through 0. But, yeah, the other one's really cool. Hold on, let me see one.
Don't mind me, I'm just trying to fix up this dialer thing here. One of the wires came loose. I'm taping it.
It sounded like Code Monkey came back on. Are you on? You know what? I know he's not on because there's no echo.
That's right.
But everybody enjoying the show, that rad echo is from Code Monkey's soft phone. And it's rather enjoyable, actually. I kind of like it. Now, the other topic you had this evening, you had the Prox cards,
right.
There was...
Damn, let me think. Oh, shit.
This is where show notes come in. You know, and this, you know, and I got to give it up to Stank, because I gave him a hard time, you know, and who doesn't? But,
I do.
What's that?
I do. I give him a hard time.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and as well you should. But he is just, he's professional. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, he is just on top of things. And I always appreciate it. The other topic we were talking about earlier was your ham license.
Oh, yes, thank you, Duel.
Yes.
As I told Duel earlier, I've joined the local ham club here in southern Michigan, and... I got a hold of the president there. Actually, I'm going to go into a little background here. Again, Duel, you had a little part in this. I asked for a scanner for Christmas. I didn't say what model, I didn't say how much. I just wanted a scanner.
Huh?
A scanner capable of picking up the 43 megahertz range. I'm sure you're familiar with what that is, Duel.
You're going to have to repeat it because you broke up really bad. We're on the Bellsmine PBX, and things like this do happen. So, yeah, please, if you
all right.
Eat that.
Anyway, as I was saying, I asked for a scanner for this previous Christmas of 03, and I didn't say how much or what model or anything. I just wanted a scanner capable of picking up the 43 megahertz range.
Yes.
The cordless phones.
And in 25 channel cordless phones, yes.
Yep. You read those files and I decide, hey, maybe there's some neighbor next door that, uses it. So I took a listen about 5 or 6 hours a day for a week. Not a thing. But the only one using those type of phones in my neighborhood, which is about 3 square miles, is me. So that was kind of a small disappointment, but...
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty rare anymore.
One day, I got a little bored, as I'm prone to do when I'm not on the computer. And I decided to scan through the bands. And I hit the local ham band, or I hit the ham button on my Pro 85 Radio Shack scanner. And I picked up the local repeater. And oh boy, did that open up a whole new world for me.
Cool, very cool.
I was thinking, kick ass. At first, I didn't... It had a little antenna icon, I thought, maybe it's CB. Because I didn't know anything about him. And I thought, hey, it's CB, sweet. And then I heard the call signs and such, and I thought, wait a minute. It can't be CB. And I did a little research and found out it was the local ham repeater. What's up, Cold Monkey? Ah, shit.
I am back.
Up.
Alright, so I got that recording real quick.
Alright, can I finish up?
Yeah, finish.
Alright, got a hold of the local president, and I've pretty much finished, Now You're Talking by the American Radio Relay League for my tech license. And I've already purchased the radio online. It's a Yaesu FT2800M. I think that's the model. And you're going to love this one, Duel. It has DTMF in the microphone.
Yes.
Not 12 DTMF, but 16 DTMF.
You've got the A, B, C, and D.
Yep.
Great.
Yep. You can probably plug that into my phone line, maybe, possibly, I don't know, and throw out the silver box tones.
Yes, let's say you'll figure out a way.
And,
When do you take your test?
The closest day I have within 50 miles of me is August 26th.
So, just about a month.
Yeah. Okay, just
are you ready?
I am now. I'm not sure if I will be then. I'll just keep reviewing.
Just keep refreshing yourself. You'll be fine. It's really pretty easy. You read the book, you'll be set.
The equations kind of had me confused because they go into so much basic stuff. I'm thinking, well, waha, waha. And I'm used to most of that technical jargon, like RBAC and CLAC and ILAC and COCOT, all those technical terms. And I'm not used to that. It's just that, okay, kids, you put your left foot in front of your right.
Well, that's, that's what it all boils down to,
I know.
Yeah, it's probably getting your ham license or just knowing, what you'll learn for your tech license is probably some of the most useful, some of the most useful information you can have. It's one of the better things I did. I haven't done a damn thing with it, but it's still good to know. You got that recording queued up?
Yeah, man, it's all ready to go.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see how this comes through. Hold on.
Thanks, Nathalie, for the DTMF recorder.
Le numéro que vous demandez n'est pas attribué. Veuillez consulter le service des renseignements. Le numéro que vous demandez n'est pas attribué.
And it just repeats that over and over again.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. Just
purely by accident, I just dialed. I put accidentally, like I said, I'm putting the area code and the country code. And I got St. Perry.
That is awesome.
I worked with not Siri. We wrote a little script for the Net phone program, so we can do overseas scanning. So I've been doing a lot of scanning in other countries.
Oh, that is so cool.
Hey, Duel.
Yeah, something. I guess he. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Code Monkey. Go ahead.
Oh, he had I can't remember the name of the software that he just, or the company, another VoIP company he just signed up with. They offered it. They offered like unlimited long distance to overseas, and so he's going to start doing a lot of scanning over there as well. So a lot of new numbers we're going to be getting.
Very nice.
You know, scanning is a lost art. I think scanning is getting to be a lost art.
It's still very popular. I think this VoIP is opening and it's going to give it a new life. I mean, you know, Bell's mind is now international thanks to Code Monkey and Not Theory. That's so freaking cool.
Yes, and for those of you listeners that will be going to DEF CON, Lucky, Not Theory, and Doug will be doing a presentation at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh, cool. You looked it up.
1:50. Yeah, I looked it up. I didn't see anything about listening to it live on the radio, so I don't know if we're going to be doing that or not. I mean, listening
crap.
To
crap.
Bootleg it for me.
But unfortunately, I won't be going.
Ditto.
Neither will I.
Well, actually, it's already going on. It started.
Right. But that's just, that talk right there is just going to be the shit, you know?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. DEF CON's already going?
Talking all about VoIP. What was that?
DEF CON's already going?
Yeah, DEF CON started today.
Shit. So much for my plane tickets.
That's right.
Oh, well, one plane I'm going anyway.
That was a very cool recording, by the way.
That was nice. Hey, remember that, real expensive phone call you made to that one guy in Germany on, RFA 85, I believe?
That's scary if you can remember the episode numbers. No, actually, I don't. I remember, Blaine and I run this Japan kick for a while, and we were calling, not even on the show, I mean, we were just calling Japan left and right, and having a good old time.
I remember you guys having hours of recordings of Japan, playing snippets of different numbers that you dialed and different things that you called.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of calling to Australia.
No kidding.
Yeah, just because we speak the same language, but kind of.
Right.
So at least I know there's some kind of communication that can take place, and with their ring over there is just really cool. And, like, I've been trying to call, like, different pubs and see if I can get a hold of people just to see if they want to talk. You know,
shoot the shit out. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what? If you get a hold of some guy at a pub, you know, been drinking for the past 3 days and, you know, wants to, you know, tell some war story about, you know, a crocodile hunter or something, hey, you never know.
Stopping the fan with his head or something, you know.
You know, this feels like RFA all over again. It does.
It is. You're stank, and Code Monkey's bland, and I'm Wintermute. I actually spoke to Wintermute tonight. There's going to be a surprise for RFA 76. I'm sure people are wondering what happened to it. Where is it?
Yeah.
Well, there's a surprise.
Okay.
It's not what you think it might be. So,
I know.
That's all.
Yeah, that sounds real convincing, Joel.
You do. Yeah, it's gonna be a big surprise. It should be really cool. But it's on its way. It's on its way. So.
Yeah, that really sounds real convincing. Just like I would never transmit on GMRS, so I don't know any of its features. Yeah.
No, it's RFA will not. How do I say it without giving it away? I can't really say much without giving it away.
It'll be different is what you're saying.
It'll absolutely be different, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely be different.
You know, as more and more as the show goes on, I love that echo.
Do you really?
Yeah, that sounds really great. I don't know why, it just sounds real good. Here. I wonder if
my cell phone was working. I don't know. I must you see a like it, I feel bad because...
Don't worry about it. You're picking up fine on this end.
Yeah, it's... Dude, actually, thank you, Code Monkey, for entertaining Echo. It's very cool.
Ooh, while I'm thinking about it...
Ooh, I love it when you guys go max headroom, man.
As I was saying earlier about Radio Shack, you know, they ask for your name, your information, your social security number, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name.
They use it.
Yeah. Now, they still do.
No, they don't in my neck of the woods.
They do in mine. I went out 3 days ago, purchased a 10-pack of gator clips for my beige box for $2, handed them a $5 bill. They want my name, address, phone number, and cash.
Did you say,
I kind of...
Buster Hyman?
I questioned them, but no, I eventually did give up my, my information.
Good for you.
I gave them a random name off the top of my head, some random street in town, and the phone number of that Sam's Club payphone I gave you guys.
Very cool. Now, see, I have a whole alternate identity that I can, whip off,
Yeah, so do I. I can, right off the top of my head, I know it. Name, address, phone number, the whole works of a completely made-up person.
Hey, you guys need any dead phone numbers?
What's that?
You need any disconnected phone numbers?
No, I'm good on those.
Oh.
Very useful as well. I've been giving a milliwatt for my phone numbers.
So I actually use a PWF payphone.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's better, dude, because then you get some, grade A freak at Walmart.
I'm going out tomorrow to complete my list. There's two more stores that I need to hit.
Oh.
While the wife's asleep, I can go out tomorrow and finish up my list, and I'll put that on the email for you.
Hell yeah, dude. So with your
All the Walmarts in Connecticut.
Whoa. All of the Walmarts in Connecticut?
Yeah, well, all, I guess, 12 of them or 10 of them or however many they are.
Holy shit, that's got to be a big list.
Yeah.
7, 8, 9, 10. I'll tell you. All the Walmarts in Connecticut.
Hell yeah, dude. You rock. Oh, and I'm sorry, Coder. I swore. Is that bad?
Fuck no.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Code Monkey. I can't wait. This is... Actually, there's a really... big update for PWF this weekend, so...
Sweet.
Once I get that, I'll do it.
Did you put that whole thing in there?
Actually, you know what? Shit, I'll just drop it right now. I received the entire Walmart corporate directory.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's huge. It's about 10 times the size of what, raw kilobytes, the size of what PWF is now. It was, if I was not Theory or Code Monkey, I could write code to, format it and be beautiful in an hour, but I'm not. So I decided, and I thought this would actually be, really nice. It really, contribute back to somebody who's been giving to us so much, and that is not Theory. I sent him that directory, and it is now in bellsmind.net, and it's all 479. There's a few. 479-273, I think, is the big one.
That's where the... Right. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So basically, not only are all the PWF payphones at bellsmind.net in the scan numbers, but the entire Walmart corporate directory is there at bellsmind.net. In fact, let me look. Bear with me. I think it's 479-273.
This payphone list has gotten huge.
Isn't it sick? Okay, it is, dude.
Awesome.
Here it is. Arkansas, Southwest, Bentonville. Dude, wham! Do that, everybody. Go to 479-273 Babushka and look at all those freaking numbers. Seriously, that's like more leads than having it in PWF. This just kicks ass.
I think 273 has the corporate public relations number on it.
It's got everything. Hypermart USA, Supercenters, Demos, Vendor Insurance, Ring Sizing and Repair. Let's call Ring Sizing and Repair.
They're officially owned. Hey, Duel.
Can I see
Yes.
They are officially owned.
I would concur. Whoever got this stuff is freaking elite.
Probably all out of hours.
Look at all these numbers. Dude, not there. He's elite. That's what it is. I guess they can't afford voicemail for ringsizing. Here we go.
Your call is being answered by Audit.
Audit.
Keith Pan.
No way, it's an Audit.
Who?
Wait for the tone. Otherwise, for assistance, press 0 now.
Stay in the line, I'll do it.
R7. Star 7. Star 7? Yeah.
Welcome to Audit. For help at any time, press star H. Please enter extension and pound sign.
How about... Mailbox numbers are usually 4 to 5 digits, and the password's usually pound sign. Well, yeah, I was just going to go to the tax department. Let's see, 8884.
Enter password. Audio incorrect. Try again.
Don't.
Please enter extension.
Now, I'm thinking they have more. There are many large companies that use more than mandatory to have more than four.
Yeah.
4 digits for your passcode.
It makes sense.
Password.
Pound
sign. Audio incorrect.
Yeah.
Try again.
Now, use of the password is just pound sign. Just pound sign? Just pound sign. Interesting. For Audit. Really?
If we own them, I take no responsibility.
Yeah. You know, I've always... I said very good luck with the mailbox number as the password. Walmart gun hotline. Can we please just call that?
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Tell them we're the one guy from the psychotic ward.
Okay.
Duel, remember, you're Steve from the psychotic ward.
I didn't know it was just pound. So is there like a default admin mailbox? I'm sure.
Let me grab my notebook and see what's in there. Hold on.
Okay.
I'd almost think it's all five.
Is it?
I would think so. I don't know.
Hello. You have reached the Walmart Firearms Information Center. Sorry we missed your call, but if you'll leave your name and your number, we'll get back to you just as soon as we can.
That guy is super southern. Hold on. Yes, sir. I was wondering if I can get some information about shotguns and their feasibility as home defense. I heard that shotguns are probably the best for home defense. So, if you could please give me a call at 974-276-9037, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye. Damn, I was trying to think of a number. I got my Bell's Mind voicemail. I can't freaking remember it.
Duel?
Yeah.
I have 200 disconnected numbers ready.
Holy shit. That'd be a good text file, by the way.
It's just a local scan I did, and the low ends of two exchanges are dead. Just the entire low end from all zeros to 100 is totally disconnected. Not a single working number.
Very nice. Those are very useful.
Yes, they are.
Puerto Rico, Mexico, merchandising, director of export. God, this is fucking rad. Code Monkey, is it just you on the line right now?
No, I'm still. I think we're all still on here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought there was somebody else for a second there.
Feds.
No, I'm just still playing rad. Articles and trying to see what else I've got on here that's interesting. Right. Most stuff I have is just, I have a lot of cool rings. I'm just trying to put together a complete audio file of just different rings from different countries.
Cool. Dude, I love Japan's ring.
Oh, I know. They have the smoothest sounding ring.
So rad.
Hey, you guys, Icon might jump on here, so.
You what?
Icon. As I was telling you earlier, Duel, he might jump on here.
Oh, I hope so. I'd love to talk to him. I've yet to, so. So, yeah, that's to close it out. Shouts not there for putting all those numbers in there. There's just it's huge. I think he told me it brought the scan number count over 10,000. And I mean, look, I think there's There's a few other. Yeah, there's a few
I'm
other in there.
I'm not kicking Notary's ass too much. He is a god.
Yeah, I you know what? I would concur. Totally.
Hello.
Concur. Yeah, is that kissing ass calling somebody a god?
And I actually believe that if he probably wasn't drunk right now, he'd be on the show trying to own us.
He might have owned us already. Oh, dude. Mickey Kidd.
We are on his PBX, so.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, all this shit's being recorded. Well, I use the other number. By the way, and I found this to be true, what's the other number? 914? 915?
It's 914 something.
914, yeah, that's. I think that one sounds better, and like you said, you can just you just block your caller ID and it won't show up. Dude, Mick Kids.
Yeah, that's rad.
Dude, 479-277, hold on. Hope Ronald is, like, on the greeting. Oh, eat your fries, kids. I'll make you smile. The way Unix operations... I gotta say, the 479-277 exchange is much juicier. You got the tape library, you got your information systems, telecommunications, long distance, home office call detail, computer services, Unix operations, calling cards, corporate only, by the way. This is really, really juicy, so. And then the truck shop.
Well, I was just checking out on Bell's Mind, my local MPA.
Uh-huh.
And my local extension is not scanned out. I may just have to do that.
Oh, hell yeah.
I may just have to do that, get that started this evening.
You know, that does sound like fun. I haven't scanned in a long time. I had a cigarette tonight. I'm feeling pretty saucy. I think it's time to scan. That's right, bitches.
All you need now is some coffee or some caffeine for you, and you'll be just flying high for days.
Hell yeah.
If you hear background noise, that's just me trying to get my stuff ready in case my parents come out and find me on the computer at 1. I'll just say I'm not on the computer because the screen's turned off. I'm recording on tape, and I'm not.
So it's okay to record analog but not digital? Is that it?
No, what I'm saying is it's okay. I'm social engineering them to thinking I'm recording analog and I'm really recording digitally.
Very nice.
So I won't have to stop.
You must be East Coast then.
Yes, I am.
He is.
Because I see you have the same time zone as I do.
It sucks.
Now, can I ask you a question, Coder? And if it's too personal, let me know.
I'll edit it out if I need to.
No, it's not going to be bad. What do your parents think of your hacking, freaking, technological adventures?
Well, it's parents, as in grandmother and other recipients, but my grandma's old enough to the point where she is a little wiser than the average Joe, and she doesn't totally buy the whole media hacker perspective, so that's a head thumbs up for me. But then again, she doesn't really, she's not too happy with illegal things, but she don't care as long as I'm within the boundaries of the law.
Right. Which you are.
Well, I am. Now, until they pass some...
For the sake of recording, let's just say you are.
Yeah, what I'm saying is until they pass some sort of anti-freak sentiment law or something.
Right. Warren Hatch.
I was actually on the train on my way home from New York the other day with my fiancé, and we were bored, so I pulled out actually the newest issue of Binary Revolution magazine. Pick it up at your local store. So
nice.
I can't. But I'm reading. hacking it, and she looked over my shoulder, and she looked at me, and she goes, is hacking illegal? And I went, wow, I thought you really knew. I really thought you understood. And she's like, no, I don't. And I laid it all out for her, how, you know, hacking is more than just, you know, an action. It's more of a state of mind, and, you know, it's a lot to do with how you look at things and how you go about approaching things, and, you know, it doesn't have to completely do with, you know, what people believe as breaking into a computer or trying to take down, you know, the U.S. government or anything like that. It's a lot about just learning and experiencing and seeing things from, you know, not to use a crappy phrase, but from outside the box.
Wow. That's very well put.
She had no clue. She had no clue that that's what it was about. She just thought I was some, you know, because she said to me, she said, if anybody comes knocking on our door and you get arrested, I'm not getting you out of jail. And I said, well, I don't do anything that would get me arrested.
That's right.
You know, and again, kind of like Coder just put it, yet, you know, hopefully nothing will ever get past where what I do turns illegal.
Yeah, God forbid.
Yeah.
Now that surprises me. I mean, you know, she didn't realize that beforehand. I mean,
she's never really questioned it, and I always, you know, and again, you know, it's my fault for assuming. You know, we've been together for many years now, you know, and I've always spent a lot of time up in my attic or up in, you know, the lab doing my thing, and she'll come by from time to time and hang out there, but for the most part, she doesn't really, you know, she had no clue as to what, you know, what I guess she was trying to hint around and maybe hint at, you know, are you doing things that you shouldn't be doing because, you know, we want to get married and have kids and, you know, not have the FBI knocking down our door kind of thing.
Right.
And
small media error.
Now, how much did you miss? I mean,
I cut off.
Had some good shit there.
I'm not quite sure. I cut off when Code Monkey was talking about on how much he was assuming that, you know, she was influenced by the media.
Okay, so hopefully everybody got the gist of what he was saying.
Yeah,
that's okay. You know, it was more just, you know, a spur of the moment kind of. Pouring my heart out to you guys there for a second, but that's okay, don't record.
I'm not.
You know, pouring my heart out to you guys there for a second, but that's okay, don't record. I understand.
I'm not editing.
That's stuff, though. That's the best stuff. Now, you don't have to edit. I mean, that's.
No, even the part where I broke out, I'm not editing.
Yeah, of course, because you're still recording, so you're still good. But that was a good, that was a great little diatribe there. Glad for everybody, Code Monkey was describing how his fiance was basically schooled on the ways of hacking.
My train.
My wife thinks I'm a freak. Not in the PH way.
Well,
that's a given.
Well, I mean, technologically speaking, you know, like poking around with stuff and, you know,
well,
making
it mean, the conversation that I've had with her, she says you're a physical freak, too. But I mean, like a freak of nature kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's pretty true, yeah.
She had, you know, she wasn't so sure about marrying some computer geek until she got a look at the goods, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering, how the hell did it get her? Oh, yeah, there we go, you know? How the hell did you end up with me?
This is probably going to be the longest episode ever, but I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, actually, you're about 10 minutes out for 1 hour, if I'm correct.
That's cool. Normally the shows are like 28 minutes. so.
Really? I thought you did ours. And honestly, I got to admit something here to you and everybody else. Just recently, I have been so swamped. I mean, right now, I never, ever miss Ben Rev. That's like my favorite show. And I haven't even been able to listen to that lately, and it kind of sucks. So, everybody in school and, not out in the working world yet, live it up.
Yeah.
Live it up.
No joke.
Yeah. You know what I resort to? Yeah, no shit. See? I resort to what I'm doing now is when I get time, I download all the shows onto a CD and then hopefully get to listen to them at work.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky, so.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on the train, so I put a lot of this stuff onto MP3 players and listen to it.
Very cool.
A couple episodes on there that I miss. I'll just throw them on there and listen to them on the train ride.
Very nice.
I hate to contradict you guys, but I regularly don't really listen to Ben Rev.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Hold on a second.
So busted.
I stopped using that about 10 minutes ago. It wasn't working.
What?
Uh-oh. I stopped using it about 10 minutes ago and switched over to analog tape.
I put up a...
Hope you aren't talking anything important because the toy is working.
Owned.
I've got the speakerphone volume down really low, so hold on a second.
Where do you got a cameras on your house? Is that?
I have one camera out front of the house. A few years back, I had some neighbors that were launching fireworks off for, days. Mm-hmm. And it was driving me insane. So I eventually called the police and had their whole family arrested. The goal was to get them to stop launching fireworks. Their fault was attacking the police dogs.
Oh, my God.
Well, that becomes attacking a police officer.
Yes, it does.
So they all got arrested. Well, their son decided to come after me. I'm sitting on the back of my car laughing. I have my cordless phone in my hand. I'm dying because it's hilarious. Well, he decided to come down towards me. The cops have to detain him. So that night, I immediately went out. I bought a camera. I set it up and to record our cars in front of the house just in case we decided to put a baseball bat through my front windshield.
Right.
Well, and I've left it out there, but... I can't imagine it. Do you actually have cameras just on your lab?
I actually
went outside the door or something.
I've got my window's a little higher, so I'm sitting. I can't see outside, and then no one can see me. So I got a camera right in the window, a little camera. And I've got the CCTV, so I can always see outside, see what's going on. Of course, I got a locking door, got an alarm on the door. I thought about booby traps, but nah, I figured.
You see there, Michael Jackson. Booty's in your room, do you?
Booty traps. My luck, I'd get a pungy steak in my own eye or something, so.
Exactly. You definitely want a booby trap anything.
Yeah, that's just not smart, so.
And killing the wife by accident. Oh.
Yeah, sorry, honey. It'll grow back.
Shouldn't have gone.
Hopefully.
Don't go in there to clean.
Oh. I'm okay. I'm okay. Personal injury, I'm okay.
Are you
low blood?
No blood, I'm okay. I just had...
Should we...
No, don't call 911.
Should we cut this short?
No.
Because of your...
No, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Okay, alright.
Dog got in my way and I tripped.
Like, literally you just did?
Literally. I went to get another refill of water, and I was running back, and the dog got in the way, and I tripped.
Because we're talking about... Never mind.
Never mind.
Damn. Yeah.
Dogs,
dude, that's a...
Dogs
that's
tend to do that. Dogs...
Yeah.
My dog's sitting here right next to me, a matter of fact. He's enjoying himself.
That's cool.
He doesn't like when I'm up this late, though, because I have the light on, and it bothers him.
Yeah, and his comfort is paramount.
Yeah. But
definitely, yeah.
I've got a really dark corner of the room anyway, so he can just go over there and find a spot.
So. Very cool. Now, can I go ahead and discuss 911 real quick? Can we close out with that, maybe?
Yeah, spend all the time you want. I got more than 100 minutes left on the damn card anyway, so.
Well, yeah, we're going on about an hour. I think this will be perfect. I think this will be perfect to wrap up the show. I hope you don't mind a little.
No, that's okay.
A little political information on your show.
No,
okay. I saw Fahrenheit 9/11. Did either of you see it?
Yes.
Okay. And Coder, have you seen it?
You don't even want to.
And that's fine. I did see it, and of course. Everybody knows of Michael Moore, very controversial, you know, many people, you know, out to discredit him, and that's fine. This movie is propaganda, to be honest with you. Most of it is fact, and I'll get to that. I'll get to the discrediting him and fact in a moment, but definitely watch this movie with a grain of salt. I mean, everything, of course, is built and orchestrated to evoke emotion and in a certain direction, and they obviously do it, especially with the mother who loses a son, loses her son in Iraq, and it is propaganda, you know.
Oh, very much so.
Right, but it is fact, and the thing is, I've heard about this, you know, for quite some time on NPR from many people I know. It's nothing new that Bush is the Bush family has had relations with Saudis. The coup in 2000. Nothing here is new. The thing is, it's a movie, right? There's no footnote. There's no bibliography. It's a movie. It can be doctored. It was doctored, you know, again, for the reasons we just stated. Take movies as you do websites with a grain of salt, of course. You always should. The thing is, I've got a great resource in my hand for it. It's basically everything in the movie, especially, you know, really, really in the beginning. It's when the first part of this book and the first part of the movie.
What is that?
Vote for... What's that?
I think I'm hearing that Quest tone again, Duel.
That you are?
Yes.
Really? I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I think I'm hearing
but
that.
Monkey?
Yes.
You did hear it.
I was hearing him as well. I just assumed it was something going on with his PBX, but it does sound like that same thing you're getting when you used to record RFA.
Really? Yes, I didn't hear it.
As soon as you mentioned 9/11, man,
phone
started beeping.
That's just coming right up on that.
It could just be coincidence, but I don't know, man.
Bomb, Bush, terrorist,
hacker.
No. Don't say terrorist hacker in the same sentence. I can quickly finish up. There's a book I have, 50 Reasons Not to Vote for Bush. It is a book. To me, things that are printed, books, magazines, hold, you know, much more value, right? You have absolutely something to stand behind because it's printed, it's black and white, it's in your hand. And this, everything you saw in 9/11, right, Fahrenheit 9/11, which is true. I mean, you know, they've got documents and footage as well, is cited here. Here you can get, there are, again, 50 Reasons Not to Vote for Bush by Robert Sterling and others. And it lists, it's much like the Walmart, how Walmart is destroying America and the world and why it sucks ass, you know, in that it has, you know, just sections instead of chapters. It's got little sections, 1 through 50. And at the end of each one, there are sources. Granted, many of these sources are websites, and I would say, that's sure, I guess it's a source now, but to me, I'd rather have a book or a magazine, an article, something.
I agree.
Well, guess what? There are lots and lots of books and articles and, you know, in magazines for these sources. And some of these sections have sources that are a page and a half long, right? And it's on big text. So if you want, you know, the backup to 9/11, get this book and all these sources in it. So that's for everybody out there who wish to discredit Moore just for the fact that, well, hey, granted, I'm sure he is trying to make money, and God love America for being able to do that by bashing the president. So,
well, if I can say something real quick,
please.
I know that that Stank and I have the same beliefs in political structure, and Duell and myself and Stank do not. But what I would like to say is that no matter what you believe, political, you know, Democrat, Republican, Bush, Kerry, whoever, independent, whoever you decide that you believe in, just vote. You know, for those of you that have the ability to vote, get out there and do it. Because, I mean, that's if you don't do that, you have no right to say anything. I mean, that's just how I feel. If, you know, if somebody gets on to one of these forums or some of these boards and they start complaining about the political politics, and you ask them if they vote and they say no, then you should just tell them shut up.
Yeah, I agree.
You have nothing to say. If you don't exercise the number one right that you have in this country, then you have no right to say anything, in my opinion.
Right.
Right.
You know, that's a great statement. So many were disenfranchised from the 2000 elections that I think many won't show up. So hopefully words like yours and the same words from other people, especially in those communities they were disenfranchised, will make people go out and get to the polls. I'm registered, and I'm sure you'll register when you're of age, Coder.
I will.
Good for you.
If Stank runs for president, I'll vote for him.
Who?
Stank.
Stank, dog. You know what? He would make a good president. Stank for president. I want to see. Dude, Photoshop, the first ever DTMF radio Photoshop challenge. Stank for president.
Duell?
Yes.
I'm not DTMF.
Don't! I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
You just edit that out. Why don't you take two?
The first ever Hacknip Radio Photoshop President Challenge. There. There we go. Don't worry about it, Duell.
I'm not. There's so many. You're all on that freaking Hacker Media page.
Yeah.
Right, at least I didn't call you freaking Uber Lido. That shouts to Kizzle, man.
Yeah, big shouts to Kizzle. Oh, shit.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'll let you guys go up with the shouts and thanks, and then I'll do mine.
What was that? I'm sorry.
You guys got any shouts
broke
and thanks?
Broke that big time there.
You guys got any shouts or thanks?
Oh, yeah. Go for it, come on.
Well, I mean, pretty much just shouts to anybody that... on the DDP forums. I love talking to those guys in there. Stank with his show. Not Theory, especially Not Theory. I'm constantly on the comp with Not Theory, or on AIM with Not Theory. He's helping me a lot with coding, trying to write a script for, doing scanning and stuff like that. He'll help me out a lot with that. Obviously, Duell, Coder, you as well. So, pretty much everybody that I talk to all the time, so they know who they are.
I second that. Shouts to Not Theory. He's a freaking mentor. And shouts to everybody doing their own shows. Everybody at Hacker Media. Hackick, DTMF, Kizzle. The Arts, that's a cool show. I dig that show. I like your statement, Code Mikey. Go out and vote, man. Shouts to people who vote.
But what if you can't vote?
Masturbation. It's not masturbation.
Agreed. But what if you can't vote?
Well, you're a felon or you're underage.
You still be involved, even if you can't vote. And that's what I always tell people. I mean, even I know a lot of 18-year-olds who really want to. I mean, I know a lot of younger kids, not 18-year-olds, but people younger than 18 who really want to be involved. And you can still volunteer to help, and you can still go out and read about things and learn about things and educate people. You know, people who don't know. People who get on these things and, on these forums and on these boards and on these radio shows and just promote propaganda. I mean, you can educate these people and tell them, hey, you're wrong. You know, I may be young, but I can read, and this is what I, this is what I see and this is what I know. And you pick up books like Duell was talking about and tell these people, hey, look, this is fact. This is truth. This is actually what happened. whether you know you saw a doctored film or not, this is factual proof right here. You know, if you look at it and show people these things, you know, no matter what age group you fall into, you can still help educate people and help direct people in the right direction. And you may have friends that are about to turn 18 or might turn 18 before, you know, voting time comes around, and before the election comes up, and they might, you know, not even know who they want to vote for, and you can help push them in the right direction as well.
Preach on, brother.
I agree. Oh, before I throw my shouts and thanks out.
That was awesome.
Duel, have you seen the RFA topic in on the Espernet server? On IRC?
No.
It's pretty funny. It says, Radio Freak America, Fred Hart's in a divider, and it says, spread the gospel of RFA wherever you are. Then another divider, and it says, In Duel We Trust.
Oh, that's Gluco.
Yes, Gluco.
That's Gluco. He's a shit, man. Gluco's great. God, look at all these shows on HackerMedia.net.
You've got Droops, me, DTMF, Uberlito. Who am I missing?
Squizzy,
that's right.
Damn. No wonder I can't keep track.
And, you know, dude, all of these shows popped up most of these shows on Hacker Media popped up in about 4 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, one right after the next.
Wow. Now, Uberlito, I know, he's got his own domain now.
Right, he's been out for a little while longer. But
yeah.
DTMF and myself, we're only about 3 or 4 weeks. They're about 3 or 4 weeks ahead of me, that's it.
Gotcha. Nice, dude. Very nice.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, during work, I usually will log into the TDP server and just listen to whatever radio show comes on, and they'll play shows that I've never heard before. Actually, I don't even know what show it was I was listening to be honest, but I think Hacksaw, was that the name of the show? Was there a show?
Yeah, Hacksaw is rad.
And I got some really cool elevator phone numbers from that show that I've mentioned. Elevators are awesome to call. And it actually kind of inspired me to bust out the old tone dialer and pick up the numbers from my elevators at work.
Very nice.
So I now have those on my list.
Very nice.
I've got to build me a tone dialer someday. I don't have one.
Yeah, you can still get them. Get them pretty cheap on eBay, I think.
Yeah, you can get them real cheap on eBay.
I prefer the old school way of building, but...
Very nice.
Shouts to Duel.
Sutter.
Obviously. Shouts to Code Monkey. Shouts to Not Fairy. Everyone else, pretty much. Pretty much everyone else. Thanks to Not Fairy, though, for throwing up this PBX, otherwise I wouldn't have a... good conference line to record on, because the other one I had, I don't know what's up with it. For some reason I don't trust using it anymore.
Go with your instincts.
Yeah, I'm not going to reiterate any more than that, but I don't feel too comfortable using it anymore. So.
Well, thanks for having us on, man.
Yeah, no problem.
And to anyone who wants to check out Not Theory's PBX, we don't know the number. Now what did I do with it? There it is.
The number we're on right now is 818-810-233-0003.
Yep, and the other number is 914-595-0135. And make sure you check out option number 4, the Tron song. It's awesome.
You should close with that.
Oh, shit, I gotta find it. Damn, I gotta get hold of the Knot Theory. Okay, I'll close with that.
Alright, guys.
Alright. Later.
Trust. I am trust. I am trust.
I am Trump.
That's right, you bitch. I am Trump.